A delegation of European environmental officials has failed to persuade the Bush administration to support the 1997 agreement on global warming known as the Kyoto Protocol. Last week, President Bush said the agreement would be too costly and is unfair to the United States. It would require mandatory reductions in carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gas emissions, which are believed to contribute to global warming. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The Bush administration's repudiation of the 1997 Kyoto Protocol outraged other countries. After all, the United States is one of the world's biggest polluters in terms of greenhouse gas emissions. European governments, some of which include environmentalist parties, were especially upset. But yesterday, Christine Todd Whitman, head of the Environmental Protection Agency, told a European delegation the Kyoto Agreement is unfair. The problem, she said, is that it does not require developing nations to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. Margot Wallström is the European Union's Environment Commissioner. She says when other countries hear that argument from the U.S., they have a similar reaction.
That the main culprits should also take on the main responsibility and take the lead on this issue.
That is a hard argument to sell in the U.S. Senate. In 1997, the Senate unanimously expressed opposition to any emissions agreement that does not apply the same standard to all countries. Even if President Bush had not rejected the Kyoto Protocol, it's unlikely it would have been ratified. Still, the Europeans are frustrated. Again, Margot Wallström.
We have been involved in this for nearly 10 years now. With a lot of efforts, with a lot of energy put into this process from all the 180 countries involved, and with a clear development towards finding solutions that could accommodate the United States' concerns, finding the most cost-efficient means and methods, looking at solutions that are very much an American design.
Wallström was accompanied to Washington by Sweden's environment minister, Kjell Larsson. He says the Europeans are not giving up on the Kyoto Protocol.
We are prepared. We are very much prepared to go on alone, to go on without the United States. And we still have the objective of ratifying the protocol next year. We cannot allow, of course, one country to kill a process which is meant to confront the major future problem we have.
Larsson acknowledges that implementing the Kyoto Protocol becomes much more difficult and costly without U.S. participation. He says the European leaders still hope the U.S. might be brought back into the accord. The meetings with the Bush administration, Larsson notes, did show agreement on one thing.
Climate change is happening today. It's not only some diffuse threat of the future. It's happening today. And we think that we have good scientific support for that statement.
Nonetheless, according to the European officials, the Bush administration offered no alternatives to the Kyoto Protocol, saying its policy was under review. Signatories to the protocol are scheduled to meet in July to finalize plans for implementing the accord. The last such meeting, in November, collapsed in a dispute between Germany and the U.S. over trading pollution credits. European officials say they were told by the Bush administration that the U.S. still plans to attend the meeting. It will be held in Germany. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.